This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. The Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha today took up discussion on the motion of thanks to the President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament on commencement of the budget session. A total of 16 hours have been allotted for the discussion in the Rajya Sabha. Moving the motion, nominated members C. Sadanandan Master said President Murmu in her address articulated a clear and confident vision of India's journey towards Viksit Bharat. He said government is moving forward on the path of reform express and the country is witnessing unprecedented investment in modern infrastructure. Supporting the motion, Dr. Medha Vishram Kulkarni of BJP said the President's address highlights India's continued progress. Digvijay Singh of Congress alleged that the government is anti-farmer and anti-labour. Sagarika Ghosh of TMC alleged that digital systems are enabling cyber fraud and data scams. Sanjay Kumar Jha of JDU, Tiruchi Shiva of DMK and Ram Gopal Yadav of Samajwadi Party also participated in the discussion, among others. The discussion remained inconclusive. Later, the upper house took up special mention, after which it was adjourned for the day to meet again tomorrow. In Lok Sabha, a total of 18 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Moving the motion in the lower house, Union Minister of and the BJP MP Sarbanand Sonowal said the President's address reflected the government's vision of social justice, inclusive growth and commitment towards building Viksit Bharat.
Social justice for this government is not about slogan. It is about dignity, delivery and direct access. For employment and development in rural area, a law named Viksit Bharat Jiramji has been enacted.
Tejaswi Surya of BJP said in the last 12 years, the Narendra Modi government has ensured delivery of dignity and no charge of corruption has been levelled against the government. The Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day amid repeated disruptions and uproar today over the remarks of Leader of Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi, citing the unpublished book of former Army Chief M.M. Narvane. Mr. Gandhi was speaking during the discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address. When the House met after the second adjournment at 4 p.m., Mr. Gandhi again referred to the unpublished book to which Treasury bench members objected. Despite the Chair's repeated appeal, Mr. Gandhi continued referring to the matter, leading to adjournment of the House till 11 a.m. tomorrow. Speaker Om Birla in his ruling said no book or news report should be read unless it has a connection with the proceedings of this house. Home Minister Amit Shah said when the book has not even been published, how can Mr. Gandhi quote from it? Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply to the discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address in the Lok Sabha on Wednesday. The minister was talking to reporters outside Parliament today. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Bhubaneswar this evening on a six-day visit to her home state, Odisha. During her visit, the President will attend a series of official academic and cultural programs across Khurda, Jaipur, Balasore, Puri and Mayurbhanj districts. Tomorrow, President Murmu will offer prayers at the Ma Birja Temple in Jaipur and perform rituals at Nabi Gaya. She will later attend the 12th convocation ceremony of Fakir Mohan University in Balasore. The BJP has criticised the Chief Minister's meeting with the Chief Election Commissioner in New Delhi. The party state president Shamik Bhattacharya said in a post on X today that SIR process is ongoing in 12 states, but none other than Chief Minister from West Bengal has met the commissioner in this matter. He claimed that the Mamata Banerjee is afraid. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast an orange alert for dense fog condition over Uttar Pradesh till the 5th of this month. The MET department predicted similar condition over Bihar, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Odisha, Punjab, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh for the next 2 to 3 days. The MET department said thunderstorm accompanied by lightning and gusty winds are also expected over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, West Uttar Pradesh till tomorrow. And that is the end of the news bulletin.